From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Sporting fans around the world are mourning a legend today. American boxing great Muhammad Ali has died after battling Parkinson's disease for more than 3 decades. Ali was known for his bold language and self-promotion while he was actively boxing. He told reporters before fighting the World Heavyweight Championship great Joe Frazier in 1971.
Joe's gonna come out smoking, and I ain't gonna be joking. I'll be pecking and a poking, pouring water on his smoking. Then this might shock and amaze you, but I will destroy Joe Frazier.
Ali was both beloved and controversial, so dominated professional boxing that Sports Illustrated magazine named him the sportsman of the 20th century. Muhammad Ali died in Phoenix in the southwestern state of Arizona, where he was being treated for a respiratory ailment at age 74. U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter is among defense ministers from the Asia-Pacific region taking part in the Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore. Carter told defense ministers, security analysts, and scholars there is growing anxiety about Chinese actions in the South China Sea and elsewhere.
China's actions in the South China Sea are isolating it at a time when the entire region is coming together and networking. Unfortunately, if these actions continue, China could end up erecting a great wall of self-isolation.
A Chinese academic in response said the United States, not China, is escalating tensions by sailing military ships and flying planes near what he called Chinese territories. The UN Security Council has held an emergency closed-door meeting to hear briefings about the blocking of humanitarian aid in Syria. Syria's UN ambassador dismissed claims that his government is hindering deliveries. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and French Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault said today that they were discussing specific challenges facing proposed Israeli-Palestinian peace conferences that France would like to host. Mr. Kerry says both Israel and the Palestinians need to take immediate steps to demonstrate their interest in a lasting peace. David Keyes is Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's spokesman.
Peace is not going to come through imposition. It's not going to come through a massive global conference with dozens of foreign ministers coming throughout the world. It's going to come when the Palestinian president agrees to actually sit down across the table from the Israeli prime minister, and every issue is going to be on the table.
Neither Israel nor Palestinians attended a Friday meeting in Paris where ministers from 20 countries met to hear France's plans for seeking peace between Israelis and Palestinians. A new report finds the situation in eastern Ukraine still volatile 2 years after war broke out between Russian-backed separatists and the government. Lisa Schlein reports from the Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, which issued the report from Geneva.
The latest UN figures show nearly 9,400 people have been killed and more than 21,500 others wounded since the conflict began in mid-April 2014. UN Human Rights spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani tells VOA there is a worrying increase in heavy weaponry near the contact line.
There have been strongly credible reports of servicemen from across the border from Russia coming into and out of Ukrainian territory. And the same goes for heavy weaponry as well. There have been very credible reports.
The report accuses the armed rulers of eastern Ukraine of widespread human rights violations and abuses. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
10 refugee athletes from Africa and the Middle East will compete as a team during the upcoming 2016 Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. IOC President Thomas Bach made the announcement on Friday.
It can send a signal to the international community that refugees are our fellow human beings and are an enrichment to society.
The Olympic flag will lead the refugees and the Olympic anthem will be played in their honor. The international football governing body says the group's former president, Sepp Blatter, and two other top officials awarded themselves pay raises and bonuses worth over $80 million over the last 5 years. Details of FIFA's internal investigation were released Friday, one day after police raided FIFA's Zurich headquarters to seize evidence for the Swiss investigation. Swiss authorities conducted their search as part of the investigation into circumstances surrounding the bidding for the 2018 Olympics. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.